What would you do if you were walking down the street and you passed Jesus? Let's find out what should happen. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Bartimaeus' life changed when he called out to Jesus. It's an amazing story. It's a story of answered prayer. It's a story of miracle. It's a story of God's mighty power. It's a story of someone's life changing. What started it all? How did all this begin for Bartimaeus? Six little words. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
He can heal every scar.
On the last day that Jesus was in the vicinity of Jericho, just before his crucifixion, all sorts of religious leaders were following him around trying to trick him, looking for any kind of fault in the Lord. They didn't recognize Jesus for who he was, the Messiah, God in human flesh. But one man did, and it made all the difference in his life. This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, who today will lead our study and understanding of the story of blind Bartimaeus. The lesson is the second of five in Pastor Jeff's series, Cross-Examination, Questions from the King. Now, in this series, we look at five questions that Jesus himself asks of people, and the answers to those questions are sure to change your life. Today, we'll discover the importance to you and me of the question that Jesus uttered to Bartimaeus. He said, "What can I do for you?" Open your Bible to Mark chapter 10. Here's Pastor Jeff to reveal the blessings that come from those six words.
And the Bible says, "And they," Jesus and all the people following him, "and they came to Jericho. And as he was going out from Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, he was sitting by the road. And when he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.' And many were sternly telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stopped and said, 'Call him here.' And they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Take courage, arise. He is calling for you.' And casting aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, 'What do you want me to do for you?' And the blind man said to him, 'Rabboni, I want to regain my sight.' And Jesus said to him, 'Go your way. Your faith has made you well.' And immediately he regained his sight and began following him on the road." Just a short little prayer, a short little request, and the Lord answered in mighty, miraculous power. Now, here's the question for today. How can you experience powerful, miraculous answers to your prayers? How can the God of the Bible do great miracles in your life? Three essentials that we see in Bartimaeus' life and in this story. Essential number one, if you want to experience powerful answers to your prayers, you must recognize him. Jesus is not just any old rabbi walking around. Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah. He's the Messiah. And that is what Bartimaeus understood. That was what was going on in his heart. Jesus of Nazareth, it just clicked. That's the one I've been hearing about. That's the one people have been talking about. And he was so excited. Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah, and Jesus of Nazareth can help me. He can do in my life. And just as he could help Bartimaeus, he can help you. Jesus of Nazareth can help you. See, you have to recognize who he is. The scripture says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, "He who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." God can help you. The Lord can help you. He can make a difference. He can work a miracle in your situation, in your problems. He's a miracle-working God. He's a God who comes with healing in his wings. And Bartimaeus was saying, "You know what? The Messiah is coming. It's promised in Scripture. He's coming for blind guys just like me." Jesus can make a difference. Hey, do you want God to powerfully answer your prayers? Essential number one, you must recognize Him. Jesus is the Messiah God. Essential number two, not only do you recognize Him, but you must cry out to Him. Bartimaeus recognized who was coming, Jesus, the son of David, and he began to cry out to Him. And he said in verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus, the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He cried out. That word cried out in the Greek language is krazo. It's like he was going crazy. And he started to shout. Krazo means to shout, to scream. And here you have this blind guy sitting by the entrance of Jericho, and he's just screaming, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And he didn't do it just once or twice. He kept on screaming that. Well, the people that were walking by said, shut up. But he didn't do that. Look at verse 48. And many were sternly telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. He prayed and called out to the Lord from a heart that said, I need mercy. I am broken and need mercy. His heart was so humble. His heart was so broken. His heart was so tender before the Lord. Have mercy on me. Are you easily silenced? Do you see your need in prayer? You know why we don't see prayers answered? Because we don't pray from a broken, bankrupt, needy heart. We so often pray from a proud heart. We so often pray like the parable in Luke 18 when Jesus talked about the Pharisee and the tax collector who went up to the temple to pray. And he said the Pharisee was so stuffed full of himself. He trusted in his own righteousness. And he began to pray. He prayed out of a heart of pride. God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I'm so wonderful, God. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on all that I have. What a good boy am I. God, you're so lucky to have me on the team. Just pride. The tax collector didn't pray like that. He's beat his breast. He's just broken. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. That was the prayer that caught the Lord's attention in Luke 18. Listen, God is opposed to the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Bartimaeus saw his need. He saw his need. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And the Bible says in verse 49, as he cried out and continued to cry out all the more, and they couldn't stop him, that Jesus stopped when he heard him cry. He stopped. He stopped for a poor, blind beggar. How do you get Jesus to stop in your life? To stop for you, to stop and listen to you, to stop and call for you. How do you get that? You cry out to Him from a heart of need, from a heart of brokenness. You know what our church needs more than anything else? Is for people to see how broken and bankrupt they are before God. That's what people need. So many people in our church and in other churches, they come before the Lord and they come with such pride. And they just kind of tick off things. They read through a list of prayer requests and their mind's a million miles away. And the Lord says, you're not even involved in this. This isn't coming out of your heart. And you don't see your desperate, desperate need. And you're not crying out for mercy. But when you do, the Lord will stop. You know, when revival hits a church or a community, it's not just a bunch of lost people getting saved. It comes when people start to pray and when saved people get right with God. And they start to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, there are things in my life that aren't right. And they quit trying to justify themselves. And they just fall down upon His mercy. They say with Isaiah, woe is me, for I am undone. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. And God, forgive me. And God, have mercy on me. Just like Bartimaeus did. The Lord stopped when He heard that cry. A continual cry from a heart of need. You want God to answer you? You want the Lord to stop and work miracles in your life? You recognize Him. You cry out to Him. And essential number three, you must abandon yourself to Him. Abandon yourself to Him. Verse 49, and Jesus stopped and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take courage, arise, He is calling for you. And casting aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, I want to regain my sight. And Jesus said, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he regained his sight and began following him on the road. When he calls for blind Bartimaeus, they say, take courage. He's calling for you. And he throws aside his cloak and he comes to Jesus. And Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? And he says this word, Rabboni. That word's only used twice in all of the New Testament. Rabboni means my master. Mary used it when she saw Jesus in John chapter 20, the resurrected Christ. She said, Rabboni, my master. And Bartimaeus says, my master. See, he believed that Jesus was the Messiah. He was Messiah God. And now he was surrendering to Messiah God. And he said to him, my master, you are the Lord. And you're my Lord. And I surrender it to you. You want to see God work? Abandon yourself to him and surrender to his lordship. He will answer prayers according to his will. If you ask prayers according to your will, they won't get answered. Let me give you a case in point. Mark chapter 10. I hope you have your Bible open to Mark chapter 10. There in this same chapter, how interesting. James and John come to Jesus and they say in verse 35, teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, the same thing he said to Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, grant that we may sit in your glory, one on your right and one on your left. Jesus didn't answer that prayer. He said, what's up with that? And then they get into a big discussion about who's the greatest. The disciples start to argue about that. Well, Jesus didn't answer that prayer. Why? That's not a prayer of surrender. That's not a prayer that says, not my will, but thine be done. That's a prayer of, Lord, hey, what's in this for me? I want to sit on, James will sit on your right and John, I'll sit on your left. And we want to be there. Now, James and John, they were great guys. John, the great apostle. James was the first one to be killed for his faith in the book of Acts. But, I mean, these are big shots. But they had some pride issues there. And they weren't surrendered, I believe, in this instance. They weren't praying like Bartimaeus. They were praying from a heart that says, this is what I want for me. God's not going to answer your prayer if it's what you want for you. And it's not according to his will. Let me tell you why some of you are having trouble in your life right now. Your life never seems to go right. It's always hit and miss. It's because you're not surrendered to the Lord. You do the little things that he tells you to do. Surrender to his lordship, Rabboni. Then number two, share your heart with him. He says, what do you want me to do for you? Rabboni, I want to regain my sight. I want my eyes to be open. That's the way Matthew puts it. Now, why do you think Jesus asked him that? What do you want me to do? Wasn't it obvious what he wanted him to do? I mean, here's a blind guy. He comes to the Lord. Well, gee, let me think what I want you to do for me. You know, sometimes we think, well, Jesus, I don't understand you. Why do you do that? It's like he said to the man that was at the pool for so many years, do you want to get well? Well, of course. It's a no-brainer. It's not a no-brainer. There are so many people in our world, so many people in our churches who are sick emotionally and they don't want to get well. They love to moan and whine and have people do for them and care for them and say, oh, so-and-so has it so rough. And they just eat that stuff up. They don't want to get better. Hey, if you want to get well, you'll do something about your situation. So Jesus asks questions to get you to see your deep need. He asked Bartimaeus to get Bartimaeus to share his heart with the Lord. And Bartimaeus said, Rabboni, I want to see. I want to regain my sight. Means that he had sight at one time. He lost his sight. I want to regain my sight. He shared his heart. The Lord wants you to do that because that draws you close to the Lord. If you want to be intimate with the Lord, you have to share with the Lord. You can never be intimate with God until you start sharing your heart with God and sharing your hurts with God. You start to pour it out to the Lord and man, you'll draw close. That's why he says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. What can I do for you? I want to see. I want to regain my sight. And the Lord wants to do. See, he cares about your needs. God is a good God. Psalm 37:4 is one of my favorites. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. When that word delight means to make yourself soft and pliable in the Lord's hands, and he gives you the desires of your heart. God is a good God. He's not going to give you something that's going to be bad for you. He's going to give you something that's going to be good for you. And he says, come before me with your needs and with your desires and with your heart. Share your heart with me. And the moment that you get your heart so soft, so tender, the moment that you're delighting in me, God says, then you'll find the desires of your heart. I'll be free to give you so many things. The Bible says that the Lord thy God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. You know what God is saying today? He's looking down at you and he's saying, oh, there's so much I want to give you, but I can't. Because you're not on blessing ground. You're not walking uprightly. You're not in position for me to pour out this blessing so big that you can't even contain it. Oh, God says, I wish you'd listen to me. Oh, that my people would listen to me, the Bible says in Psalms. Then I would feed them with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. Share your heart with the Lord. He cares about your needs, and he cares about your deepest need. That's the one he cares about the most. What is your deepest need today? What was Bartimaeus's deepest need? Was it to get physical sight? No, spiritual sight. It was in his heart. That's his deepest need. What's your deepest need? It's your heart. It's to know God and to be right with God and to receive forgiveness and to receive a kingdom called heaven. Place of glory, to know that you're going there. That's your greatest need. Listen, you live in this life for 78 years, 80 years, 90 years, maybe 100 years. You're going to live forever in heaven or hell. Forever is a long time. That's your greatest need. And the Lord dealt with his greatest need. He said to him, verse 52, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you, literally what he said. Bartimaeus got from the Lord. He got physical sight, but he got, more importantly, spiritual sight. He got saved that day. You share your heart with him and you receive from him by faith. By faith. That's how God works, by faith. Now, let me show you Bartimaeus' faith. It is so cool in this passage. Look at verse 50. When they said that the teacher is calling for you, the Jesus is calling for you, take courage. And it says in verse 50, and casting aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. He cast aside his cloak. That might have been the only thing that he really owned. He's a poor blind beggar. His cloak was important. His cloak was what he would hold out there and you would throw in the money, the alms for the poor blind beggar, put it in his cloak. His cloak was what would keep him warm at night. His cloak was what he used to shade himself during the day. Immediately when they said, Jesus is calling for you, he took his cloak and he threw it aside. He said, I'm not going to need this anymore. I'm not going to need this anymore because Isaiah 35 says he will open the eyes of the blind. And he came to the Lord by faith and he said, you're my master. I surrender to you. And Lord, I want you to open my eyes. I want to regain my sight. And he had faith. Jesus said, be it done to you. Your faith has made you well. Faith. God has us operate by faith. Listen, faith is not believing God can do. Faith is believing God will do. When you come to him, when you take his word, when you trust his word and say, God, you promised. God, I believe that. Lord, I want to receive. Everything is by faith in the Christian life. In Matthew chapter 9, two blind men came to Jesus asking and seeking healing. And Jesus said this to them, do you believe that I can do this? And they said, yes. And when they said yes, the scripture says, then he touched their eyes and said, be it done to you according to your faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Bartimaeus's life changed when he called out to Jesus. It's an amazing story. It's a story of answered prayer. It's a story of miracle. It's a story of God's mighty power. It's a story of someone's life changing. What started it all? How did all this begin for Bartimaeus? Six little words. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. You know what he could have done? He could have said, well, you know, this isn't a good time. I mean, he's getting ready to go. He's going to Jerusalem and it's Passover time. And maybe I just need to be quiet. The people are yelling at me, telling me to be quiet. Maybe I just wait and I'll catch him coming back. You know, and when he's coming back from the Passover, that would be a better time. He'll probably not have many people around. He'll have more time to talk to me. And later would be good. The devil was whispering in his ear. Yeah, that's right. Do it later. Later's a better time for you. Jesus never came to Jericho again. He was going to the cross. Then he was going to heaven. Bartimaeus had one shot. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, and he made the most of his one opportunity. Listen, I don't know how long you're going to live. I know this. Life is fragile. Very fragile. You think, oh, I'm young. I'm going to be living for a long time. Man, what is your life but a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away? You could have a heart attack today. I did the funeral for a friend of mine several years ago. He was a guy I used to play basketball with all the time. David's such a good guy, just a gym rat, always played all the time. He was playing on a Sunday afternoon out in the park in Spring, Texas. He took a shot, turned to go run down court, halfway down court, had a massive heart attack. He died before he hit the ground. He's 42 years old. You don't know when that's going to happen. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. This is the only time that you know for sure that you have. The only opportunity you know for sure you have is right now to get your life right with God. Some of you here need to receive Christ. You've never done that. You're religious, but you're lost, and you need to receive him. You need to cry out for his mercy and ask Jesus to come into your heart and receive eternal life. He'll stop for you if you cry out from a broken heart. Listen, you have one shot. That's all you got is today. Because what is your life but a vapor that appears for a little while and vanishes away? And do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Today, make the most of your opportunity and let God do a miracle in your life.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. And just like blind Bartimaeus, perhaps you need to cry out to God right now, wherever you are. Turn from your sin in repentance and faith, and ask Christ to forgive you. That's all he wants, for you to surrender to him for what he already did for you on the cross. You'll then be a child of God, cleansed by the blood of Christ that he shed, and not by the works that you think you can do to earn his graces. Ask Jesus to come into your heart, giving you spiritual sight, and trust him as Lord and Savior in your life. To find out more about that, how to do that, what that really means, then go to fromhisheart.org, click the Why Jesus link. There you're going to find some great resources and answers and free material to download that'll be a blessing to you. Today's message on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve was called, What Can I Do For You? It's from his 5-message series, Cross-Examination, Questions from the King. The series is available in multiple formats when you go online to fromhisheart.org. This month, our gift of thanks to you for your support of any amount to From His Heart is the 6-message series, Perspective, Understanding God and Man. It, too, is available in multiple formats when you request it, and we also want you to know that we couldn't be here and on hundreds of stations around this nation each and every day were it not for you, as well as always online and also seen on television in 182 countries. Pastor Jeff is a volunteer for this ministry, receiving no income from it. So call us today or go online to fromhisheart.org to get the Perspectives series with your gift. Or you can simply call us at 866-40-BIBLE. Time is gone for today's broadcast, but tomorrow, the next powerful lesson in Pastor Jeff's Cross-Examination series. Be with us then for a lesson about how so many who call themselves Christians are really only wearing disguises. Join us Friday for the lesson, Did No One Condemn You? Right here on From His Heart. There is truth, there is grace, there is hope. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You can find out more about that. Go to fromhisheart.com. www.jesusinthebusiness.org.